What got me started on the subject of anger happened a few months back. Since then, I've been anger spotting. There's a lot of it about, and when you've tuned into anger, you notice it more, just like the trained plane spotter, train spotter, or bird watcher. Their trained eye and ear see and hear more than the ordinary passerby. You notice anger when you're tuned into it, like when the door of the Lewis or train opens and someone is staring you in the face as you're trying to get off and you're in the way of them getting on. There's an anger in their eyes and it's directed at you. And you've done nothing wrong. You were just trying to get off at your stop. Anyway, what got me started on it? Well, I was conducting a penance service in a parish. Rather than talk about forgiveness, I talked about healing and I gave a little reflection on how much anger there was in the world today. And I asked people to reflect on anger in their lives. I can't break the seal of confession, but the floodgates opened. It was as if people were given a chance to name something that they kept hidden, and that hidden thing was destroying them. Don't get me wrong, not all anger is bad. Sometimes anger is justified. In the face of wrongdoing, righteous anger can have a place, but it can't last forever. It is given to us to alert us to something that has to be faced up to and acted upon. However, righteous anger has some very nasty first cousins. They are plain old anger, jealous anger, vindictive anger, or self-righteous anger. Put them together into the one room and there is some family battle. The book of Proverbs tells us that a mild answer turns back wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. If your anger isn't justified, but is one of its nasty first cousins, let go of it this Lent, as it will only drag you down.